There's a syndrome that's very common in our societies, which is called FOMO, fear of missing out. In the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were companions who also had the same syndrome, but for a different reason. We fear of missing out on opportunities in this dunya when it comes to stocks, you know, wealth. So we just get involved so we can be part of the conversation, so we know that we're part of this movement. The companions had a very interesting concept to the same mindset, and that was fear of missing out in reward. There was a verse in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 4, verse number 95, that was revealed, and you could see the reaction of the companion of the Prophet ﷺ. I will recite the verse when the way it was originally revealed, and then I will give you the addition to this verse that was added. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originally revealed a verse in Surah Nisa. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states the people that strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve with their wealth and their life can never be equal in reward to those who stay at home and they do not engage in serving the message of Islam. One of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ was sitting there. The Prophet ﷺ said, bring me the katib, bring me the scribe, Zayd radiallahu anhu was called. He said, write this verse down. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. Write this verse down. The way it was revealed, the Prophet ﷺ recited to one of his students, those who were the scribes of the Prophet ﷺ, the katib al-wahi, and the verse was being written. In the same time as this verse was being recited and documented, Abdullah ibn Maktum walks in. He hears this verse. Abdullah ibn Maktum was blind. He could not see. And he says to the Prophet ﷺ, what's this, Ya Rasulullah? How I can't go in the path of Allah. I can't serve Islam like the way these strong, healthy companions serve Islam. And this brings that question. So many people in our society who have disabilities, special needs, they're unable to serve like those who have their strength and ability. Does that mean a healthy person's Jannah is going to be bigger than and higher in virtue than a person who doesn't have health or wealth? Contrary to that, actually. So the companion asked the Prophet this question. Say, Rasulullah, ana a'ma, I'm blind. And of course, the Prophet didn't know what to do. He's like, I can't change the ayah. While this conversation was happening, Jibreel alayhi salam comes from the heavens. So this sahabi reacts, he's affected by this verse because he feels like he wants the same pie of the reward that the companions are getting, share of this pie, but he's missing out because of his disability. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam from the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds just two words to accommodate this blind companion. Subhanallah. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر. There's an exception. If you're blind, you're sick, you're weak, you will not be held accountable, and your reward will be equal to those who strive. Subhanallah. Prophet ﷺ said to the Sahaba that you're going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are striving, you're spending money, you're spending your life, your life threatened. You might not even come back. But the Prophet ﷺ says, there are people with you who are going to be part of the reward. أَشْرَكُوكُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذْرِ. But they have been held back because of some excuse. لا إله إلا الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us based on our intentions, on our zeal, on our enthusiasm that we have to serve Islam. This is one ayah that affected this blind man where he said, how? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away added the change. غَيْرُ لِلضَّرَرْ. If you have some sickness or illness, Allah will give you the same reward. But this change happened by the permission of Allah, by a companion who was actually engaged with the Qur'an, who actually believed what the Qur'an was saying was true, it was final, and he didn't settle with it well. He said, how can this happen? On this person's iman, on this person's commitment, on this person's attachment to the Qur'an, Allah gave leverage to every Muslim who wants to serve Islam, but they have limitations. Subhanallah, may we be able to engage with the Quran in such a way where we're able to believe and personalize ourselves what the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make high intentions, make big goals, even if you think you can't do it yourself, but you wish if you had the health and the wealth to do it, you would most definitely do it. And if you have it, what's holding you back?